I'm always so winded after pictures because I feel like I hold my breath while I'm taking the pictures. Yeah.
Right. Man, trust me. I know.
I feel that.
All over after a meet and greet.
Oh my gosh. I'm about to say, how many pictures do you normally take through a meet and greet?
It depends.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're at and right. what you're doing, but sometimes it gets crazy.
And then your like face hurts from smiling so much and you're like, oh my God.
Eyes like start twitching, right, you know? Right. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way that looks good. There's no way.
It just is what it is at some point, I feel.
At some point, you just accept it.
Look, Photoshop is crazy nowadays. You just Photoshop the eyes only.
Yeah, but fans don't Photoshop.
Yeah, no, that's not, they look good, they don't care. Yeah.
I'm over there just like.
That's always the case, though. You're like, I don't care how anybody else in the group looks. As long as I look good.
That is actually how I'm the same. I'm like, this is a great picture, you guys. We should post this one. We should frame this. And everybody else is like cross-eyed and struggling. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Literally. So you have a single out right now called 23, and we love it. It's so good. So kind of like give us the rundown on it.
It's just a song.
It's just a song,
you know, and I wrote it about my life and when I was 23, turning 24, and you know, thank God I'm about to be 27 now, and you know, I didn't know what was gonna happen, and I kind of was giving up, and I wrote that song.
Yeah.
And it's just like it was basically like a tell all about what got me to where I was then, and I was like, man, I really, you know, F this up.
Yeah, and, it happens.
And, you know, I wrote that song and I never didn't think anything of it. And I just told my story and tried to be honest. And I didn't plan on sharing it with anybody. I honestly just wrote it to make me feel better. And, yeah, here we are today.
When did you decide to put it out there for the public?
Well, I had written it and, you know, after I'd wrote that song, I had to move back home with my parents. You know, I almost died in a car wreck, got a DUI.
Oh, gosh.
All these crazy things, you know, made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah. And you live and you learn.
Yeah, you live and you learn. But all that happened after I wrote the song.
Yeah.
So it was like, I almost kind of like predicted like all these things.
Foreshadowing.
And, foreshadowing. And then they happened, you know, and I didn't know what to do. My parents really wanted me to audition for American Idol. Because it was like, you know, I was 24, moving into the house. Yeah. And I'd been on my own since I was like 17.
Right, right. It was so, way different, the move
so
back
So, yeah, they didn't want me to be, you know, just like giving up. And I'd basically, after I got arrested and all this stuff, they were just like, we're going to take you to audition for American Idol. And I was like, oh, God, no. Don't take me. Don't make
me
do
We're trying to
it.
Get you out of the house.
Yeah. Well, I think that they kind of saw me defeated.
Yeah. You know,
and they definitely were like, we still believe in you and we still think you can do something with your life. And I was like, nah, you know, it's all, I was like, what, how am I going to get out of this hole?
Yeah.
You know? And, we went and did the show and I sent that song in there and it ended up, you know, we released it once I got towards the end of the season. And, it's been a huge blessing in my life.
I guess
so. Yeah. It's turned into this. You know, for it to be streaming now more than it ever has been.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome.
It's really awesome, especially with it being, you know, 2 years old.
So. Right.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So we have a game called Burning Questions, and they're burning.
All right, let's see here.
So good luck.
I hope you get a good one, yeah.
Let's see. You have a weird fetish? Why do I always get questions like this?
It's always so like, you should know the answer right away, right?
Right.
No, I don't. I think I'm super boring.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just heard your story. You don't seem pretty boring.
Super boring, suck in bed. Yeah. Like, no weird fetishes.
Don't
lady.
Put that out in the universe. Oh my God.
No. I have a girlfriend. It's fine. She's stuck with me. So sorry, honey. I mean, maybe we'll find out over the next like 10. You never know what I'm going to get into.
You never know. You never
is fetish only sexual? Is like, is there a different use for that word? I feel like it's a sexual thing. One of the guys,
I always thought it was a sexual thing.
Yeah. Right? One of the guys in Parmalee said, my fetish is I like to put Cheez-Its on my sandwiches. And we were like, that's not
a fetish. That's like,
I don't know.
But I want to try it.
It's like that's just like a weird
it's
life
just
hack.
It's a weird thing. Yeah.
Like I put like Lay's and like
I do too.
When you're like on the boat, you know,
just like, got your sand, an extra crunch.
Come on, dude.
I feel
it's not a fetish.
Well,
I feel like fetish is like sucking on toes.
Exactly.
Feet pics. Like
so, you're not into it.
Not into it.
No.
Gotcha.
No. I'm just. I guess.
If your girlfriend wanted you to, would you do it?
Do what?
We suck our toes.
Oh, my God. I mean, it depends on what's on the line. Am I not getting fed for the next?
Oh, my God.
Then, all right.
I love
Bring
it.
Bring those little piggies here.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Chase, thank you for making us belly laugh, okay?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And we love you. We love your single and everything, so best of luck to you. We're going to send you with a shot glass
love that.
For your troubles.
Awesome. I'll take it home to my toe queen.
Yes.
Your toe queen.
Look, bring her
okay,
her
we'll take
too.
Two.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.